You know what I'm here for.
Back on top, punching the clock, clutching sanity. I got more cribs than Habitat for Humanity.
What's good, y'all? Welcome back. Be sure to leave a like and subscribe. It helps out the channel a lot. We talk about NBA basketball daily on this channel. And today we're going to be talking about the Memphis Grizzlies, who are 9-1 in their last 10 games. And that's without Ja Morant. That is without Ja Morant. This team, kind of an up and down season in the beginning. And then the game Ja Morant went down was against the Atlanta Hawks, and the team instantly fell apart. I mean, they ended up losing that game by, I think, like 30 points. They got blown out bad, and since then, they are 9-1 in their last 10 games. They've beaten some very good teams along the way. Last night, they were able to beat the Portland Trail Blazers in Portland, which is always a tough place to play. And this team is looking really good. The defensive side of the ball has gotten a lot better since the early parts of the season. Early on, it was just a track meet for this team. It was, you know, no defense being played for them. They were scoring a lot of points, but they weren't guarding anybody. Since Dylan Brooks has came back, this team has been a lot more sound on the defensive side of the ball. And it's good to see, man, because it's a team that always seems to bet on themselves when it comes to offseason moves over the last couple years. I was in the camp. I thought this team might have regressed this season because they traded away guys that were very important to their regular season success, like a Jonas Valanciunas, who they let go. They also let Grayson Allen go. Didn't really get too much in return for him, but for Valanciunas, they got Steven Adams back, who's a quality big at this stage in his career. But I was in the camp, like, I think this team might take a step back. They might be, like, you know, a playing team once again, but maybe outside of, like, the top eight, maybe like a 9 or 10 seed. But they have continued to exceed my expectations. I said the same thing about them going into last season, and they made the playoffs. And a lot of that is just the development of players, man. Like, Desmond Bane's been really good. He's had some big games. I think he had 23 last night. He's been big time this season. He shot the lights out as a rookie, but this year he's really improved his game. He's more well-rounded, I think, as an offensive player. Ja Morant, when he was healthy, he took the leap that I think a lot of people were wanting to see from him. Going into year three, he was looking like an all-star before he got hurt. I think when he comes back, he'll still be in that mold, but he was looking amazing. Steven Adams has been very cool for them. He's been very solid. Guys like Jaren Jackson have been playing better. The good thing about Jaren Jackson, he's been on the court. He hasn't dealt with any injuries so far, so it's good to see him just play, and he's had some very impactful games. Still very good on the defensive side of the ball when it comes to protecting the rim and stuff like that. Very good just start for this team. De'Anthony Melton's been very good for them also, and even like Tyus Jones has really stepped up, and he's played star minutes over the last, you know, 10 games. He's been very quality for this team. I mean, right now they're 18-11. I think that's good for like third or fourth in the West. I think they might be behind the Utah Jazz, who've been playing really good ball as well. But man, this team is looking very good. Shout out to Taylor Jenkins for just continuing to be one of those coaches that just knows how to get the most out of his players. He knows how to get the most out of his guys. And I mean, we got to, you know, maybe look at this team as a team that could be actual playoff contenders, man. They got a little taste of that postseason last year, and I think that's good for them. They got a little bit of taste. Not only, you know, the playing, I think, was very helpful for this team, but they were in that series with the Utah Jazz a little bit. Like, it was a 5-game series, but a lot of those games were very close. The first two games in Utah, in which the Grizzlies won one of them, and then the second game was a close game. Ja Morant had a big-time performance that they just lost. And then the two games in Memphis were pretty close, too. Game 5 ended up being a blowout, I believe. But they were kind of in that series. They were giving the Jazz the best that they had. And that was their first taste of playoff experience. I think this season, this team is just, you know, they got that confidence under them. Like, we've been in the postseason, and we're getting better. Like, we feel like we're a better team now. And stretches like this, when you're playing without Ja Morant, without your best player, is very key. It's very key that guys are able to step up and play big-time roles even without Ja Morant being there. It shows that this team is deeper than just Ja. They have a lot of very good guys that contribute to winning basketball. And I think a team that might be able to make a little bit of, you know, moves at the deadline, like they have a Kyle Anderson on their roster who's not really having the same role that he did last year. I think he's coming off the bench now, and he's on an expiring contract as well. So he can be looked at as somebody that can maybe be traded to another team, you know, that's trying to, you know, contend maybe a piece away from, you know, really being a true contending team. He can get moved, man. He's a big wing who can do a lot of different things on the court on both sides of the floor. I think teams will definitely be interested in him, man. He doesn't really fit the Grizzlies timeline. I think he's only like 28 years old. He's not like old, but he is a vet. He's a vet who's been around for a while. So teams will definitely be looking at him, and they can maybe get a piece in return, maybe a young piece that can just help this team out. So I just had to, you know, shed some light on this team because they've been kind of under the radar this season, man. They've been under the radar, especially since Ja Morant went out. I feel like a lot of people might have gave up on them when that happened, especially the way they played the moment he went out. Like, they got blown out that game. But they've just a team They do this like every year, it seems like. Like, Ja Morant went down last year, and they played good basketball when he was out. I think they were, like, still around 500 in the games that he missed. But this year, they're 9-1 with Ja Morant out of the lineup, which is crazy. People might be saying trade Ja. No, I'm just playing. Definitely don't trade Ja. This team's going to be scary when he does get back, because he just brings another dynamic to this Grizzlies organization. Great to see you. Also, shout out to Zach Randolph for getting his jersey retired. That was definitely dope to see. And I guess this news just broke like as I hit record in this video, so I'm going to speak about it. Zion has had another setback. 4 to 6 weeks, he will be reevaluated. I guess he got an injection in his foot to try and help. And it's now he's going to get reevaluated in 4 to 6 weeks. The Zion situation, man, it's tough. I'm trying to give him somewhat of the benefit of the doubt, but it's getting difficult to do so. One thing that I don't like is how a lot of people have just kind of fell off the Zion bandwagon, especially like big media firms and, you know, just social media, sports pages in general. Like, Zion was kind of like what LaMelo Ball is right now. Like, he was the guy that, the young player that everybody loved. Every time he does something, it was getting posted on social media. He couldn't do no wrong. He's the kid that's smiling, making people laugh in interviews and stuff like that. And now it's like, well, he hasn't played a lot of games in his NBA career. He hasn't played at all this season. He's not really contributing, you know, for our viewing eyes. So we don't really care about Zion anymore. In fact, he's fat, he's out of shape, and he's lazy, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, calm down just a little bit. Like, we don't have to throw him under the bus every chance that we get. Especially, you know, posting a man on social media being looking out of shape and stuff. It's just kind of, it's out of pocket for real. But the thing that I am kind of not on Zion's side about is him falling asleep during film sessions and him skipping rehab workouts. That could be a part of the reason why he's having all these setbacks. He's skipping workouts and stuff. I can't be on his side about that, man, because your incentive is to get back onto the court and, you know, help your team win games. You know, the Pelicans are trying to win games, and without having their best player on the floor, it's likely that that's not going to happen. It's tough for this team without Zion. It's a lot of just Brandon Ingram trying to play superhero. So Zion, he's got to take some accountability too. It's not just the organization. I've been very clear on how I feel about the Pelicans organization. I think they're probably the worst in the league, maybe one of the worst in sports. But also, Zion has to take some accountability. He's a grown man who still needs to, you know, take care of his end of the bargain. He needs to take care of his end and, you know, get healthy so he can play basketball again. You know, being out of shape and stuff, that's not going to help that. Skipping workouts is not going to help that. Falling asleep during meetings is not going to make you look any better. And, you know, we can't just keep feeling bad for him. And also, people need to be a little lenient, though. Like, you know, let him breathe a little bit, but still, he needs to take care of his end of the bargain. I'm in the camp. I think Zion should just, or the Pelicans should just shut him down for the season, man. Just no more of this. You know, he'll be reevaluated. Just don't even do that, man. Don't even do that. I mean, they already kind of got over on their season ticket holders by waiting so long to announce that he was, you know, going to miss some time due to the foot injury. But, you know, that's in the past now. I think just let him sit out for the season. Let him get healthy. And hopefully he'll be ready for next year, man. Because, I mean, the Pelicans are what, like 9-20 right now? Like, they're probably not going to make the play-in. Even if he does come back in, like, 4 to 6 weeks, that puts us in like February. Even if he does come back in February, you know, he's probably not going to be up to speed right away. It's going to take him some time to get acclimated and stuff. Then you're looking at, well, March. Now we have to make a great push in March just to make the play-in. I don't think it's worth it. Just let the man sit out, try and get a nice draft pick, and build some more young talent on this team. That's how I feel, man. But hopefully his foot, like, I just hope that's the last setback, man, because I feel like this is like the third setback that's been reported in like the last 3 or 4 weeks. It's tough, man. Great young talent. He's already an all-star. He was an all-star at like 21 years old or 20 years old. He's super young. And now he's going to be out even more time, man. It sucks to see young players, you know, struggle just to stay on the court. But it's good to see young teams like the Memphis Grizzlies win a lot of basketball games. And Ja Morant's still not even back, so that's good to see, man. Two different ends of the spectrum for these organizations. But they're going to be intertwined as long as these two players are on those teams, because they were drafted 1 and 2 in the same draft, Ja Morant and Zion Williamson, man. It's kind of crazy. Yeah, other than the Zion talk, this was mainly to shed light on the Memphis Grizzlies for being one of the best teams in basketball over the last 10 games. They've been great, man. Be sure to leave a like, subscribe if you are new. If y'all got any topics that you want me to talk about or any trade rumors or anything that's worth talking about, Let me know. Drop them in the comments. What do y'all think about the Grizzlies? Could they be an actual playoff contender? Like maybe win a series or something like that? I'm interested in what y'all think. Once again, leave a like, subscribe, and I'm out. Peace.
Off season. Let's work. Hey, plotting my escape this game.